Badger culling has been one of the biggest biological blunders over the last 30 years or more for a very long list of reasons. One of those reasons was tested in court in 2017 when Natural England, the so-called guardian of nature, was exposed in a ruling by a High Court judge to be in breach of its statutory duty for not carrying out the right procedures and safeguards to protect nature reserves and sensitive species from direct and indirect impacts of badger culling. Natural England promised to monitor its sites of special scientific interest better, and it pledged that they would control changing numbers of hedgehogs, stoats, weasels and foxes and oversee them being killed as well to make everything all right. While this modern escalation of war on wildlife is shocking, there is much wider policy as well as practical issues relating to the mass killing of a protected species. At the same time as intensive livestock farming continues superspreading bacterial infection by moving cattle around on a daily basis using the faulty skin test. In DEFRA's March 2020 policy update, the conclusion that badger culling works is pretty blatant fake news. It ignores the subsequent peer-reviewed science by vets Ian McGill and Mark Jones, showing how, after 5 years, the Gloucestershire pilot badger cull had achieved absolutely nothing. But the government would rather tell Parliament, farmers and the public of its cherry-picked 66% drop in BTB based on its inscrutable modelling. I'm not making this up. All DEFRA and the Minister has done is give every anti-badger, troll, entrenched vet and pro-cull social media desperado a new toy to wave. Saying that no one wants to kill badgers any longer than necessary is just a bit glib when unveiling the killing of another 150,000 mostly disease-free healthy badger cubs and adults over the next 6 years or so, with a new form of local culling being developed to replace it. The 2020 Next Steps policy, as it is called, pushes cattle measures a little bit further into place, but only on the slow agenda with the maybes and prevarications that have always been 5 years away, allowing the dirty trading of diseased cattle while maintaining the badger as a scapegoat into the future. However, after a year of delay and additional cost, the Court of Appeal at the Royal Courts of Justice has now given permission to challenge an important aspect of the 2020 Next Steps bovine TB eradication policy. The trial this year will test whether government failed to have regard to its statutory duty to protect biodiversity in England. Section 41 of the NERC Act requires the government to go back and look at the recommendations and wider implications of badger culling. For example, the Godfrey Review report in 2018 made particular comment and recommendations regarding the large-scale ecological effects of expanding the area of badger culling across a wider part of England. And the relationship between use of land for livestock and alternative farming is now more obvious in relation to the biodiversity and climate catastrophe. Only the other day, Minister of the Environment George Eustace said, "The UK is sadly one of the most nature-depleted countries in the world. Over the last 50 years, much of the UK's wildlife-rich habitat has been lost or degraded, and many of our once common species are in long-term decline. If we are to actually reverse the downward trend, we need to change our approach, and we need to change it right now. That can't happen when relentless culling of predators in our woodlands and moorlands is the norm, or for that matter, when tons and tons of game birds are dumped in the countryside every year. The NERC Act allows less damaging alternatives to be preferred, and its use should forbid badger culling for a lack of evidence of efficacy and for more rapid deployment of stringent cattle disease measures. If you care about these things, please support the crowdfund for the legal case on the Crowd Justice website. It's entitled Help Stop Badger Culling, Adding to England's Biodiversity Catastrophe. Thank you."